A former Navy officer ensnared in the Malaysian defense contractor bribery case is now fighting back. Civil Beat reporter Kirsten Downey has today's reality check. Hi, Kirsten.
Aloha, Bethann.
This is some case. We started to talk about it back in March. We're talking about the case that involves a defense contractor in Malaysia called Fat Leonard. Kind of reminds me of Senor Ferrari in Casablanca. How is this case spinning out? I mean, with all of these people, I think, 20 or 21 of them that actually are in active cases and maybe hundreds of them who are being investigated, this thing just seems to be spiraling.
Well, it's a wide-ranging scandal. I think probably one of the worst scandals in Navy history. 200 Navy, former and current Navy officers are being investigated, and the allegations are that they accepted lavish entertainment, expensive meals, the finest wines, cognac, cigars, even the services of prostitutes in exchange for steering contracts to this Malaysian defense contractor, Leonard Francis.
At this point, with this particular Navy officer who says he's going to fight back, who is helping him to do that?
Well, he's got a local attorney named Bernie Brevar, who is very experienced in federal prosecution cases. These are massively complicated cases. I went to San Diego to investigate what was available in the public record, and I found thousands of documents in the federal court in San Diego. Many of the records are sealed. These are the kinds of documents that any attorney that represents any of these defendants is going to have to review and be aware of in defending their clients.
So what happens to him now?
He's going to be pleading not guilty, according to Mr. Brevar, and there'll be a status hearing in September to look into what will happen to him next. He is one of nine people that were indicted in March in a case that a 78-page indictment filed by the U.S. Justice Department. So these are cases that are going to be unfolding for many months ahead.
And this is different from the Navy commander who pleaded guilty in June, right? He's already made his plea.
Yes, that's right. We have a local man who's pled guilty, and he's awaiting sentencing. He's scheduled to be sentenced, I believe, on September 11th. De Guzman is the other Hawaii man that we know has been charged. There are other people possibly pending. Who they are, we don't know. The investigation has a long way to go yet.
It certainly does, and it's going to be involving a lot more people than perhaps we even know at this point. Thanks very much, Kirsten.
Thank you so much.
Every day we bring you a reality check from civilbeat.org, today featuring reporter Kirsten Downey.